Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015, and today I'm going to discuss keeping a positive attitude no matter whether your life is a beach or a desert at the moment of time. If you would like to belong to a wonderful pageant, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Let's discuss what it means to be in the desert. The desert is dry, stagnant, and you thirst for something, mainly water, the water of life. You tend to believe that there's nothing that you could do to survive. You want to continue to thrive. You want to continue to grow. But it just seems like no matter what you do, it's just not happening. On the other point is the beach. The beach has lots of water. It's a time of happiness. It's a time of growth. Everything seems to be going your way. Those are the two extremes of life. You can either be in a desert or you can be in a beach. Those are the times where you need to choose. How are you going to act? What is your personality going to be like? What are you going to do during these times? The desert. Recently, I have been walking in the desert, or should I say rolling. I've been dealing with things in my personal life that should have been dealt with many years ago. I feel like no matter what I do, I can't make the right decisions about my life at this moment of time. Now, I could go around being sad, not laughing, being tempted by Satan. I could do things that come to mind. I could decide I want to just end it all. But what good does that do? Who does that help the most? It won't help you. You're going to be tired and weary. If you don't excel, if you don't succeed at ending it all, you could go through a lot more problems. You might not be able to hold your head up. You might not be able to feed yourself. So really, what kind of success was that? Are you going to be able to keep a positive attitude? There is a way. On the other hand, with the beach, everything's going your way. You think everything's doing just great, dandy. I've had these times in my life, too. Are you going to boast about it? Are you going to go around and brag about it? You can. But what good does that do anybody? Does it lift your spirits or does it lift the other people's spirits? In both sides, there's a positive attitude to keep. Whenever we're talking about the desert, we got to remember Jesus himself was in the desert. Let's go to Matthew 4:1-11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And then the tempter came to him and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dost thy foot against the stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. See, you can have everything in the world and still not be right. You can have you need to figure out, what does God want? In the scriptures, pride goes before a fall. And in this time of pride goes before the fall, is that's whenever you're on the beach and you're thinking, okay, I got everything. However, let's look at Proverbs 16, starting with verse 17. "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." So, he who gives attention to the world will find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. "The wise in heart will be called understanding, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Understanding is a fountain of life to one who has it, but the discipline of fools is folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. A worker's appetite works for him, for his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, while his words are like scorching fire. A perverse man spreads strife, and the slanderer separates intimate friends." So your choice is, what do you do at this point? Do you go ahead and say, "Oh, it's going to be okay. I'm to do whatever I want to do. Not a big deal. Every life is every life." Or are you going to understand that everybody goes through a time, the beach. Everybody goes through a time of the desert. Let's go ahead and start back at Proverbs 16. "To humans belong the plans of the heart, and from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything in its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little righteousness than much gain with injustice. In the heart, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The lips of a king speak as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of his making. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Let's go back and reread this a little bit differently. I don't always like to do this, but we're going to read this in the female way. Queens detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Queens take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what is right. A queen's wrath is a messenger of death, but the wise will appease it. When the queen's face brightens, it means life. Her favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver? The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before fall. Better to be lowly in spirit among the oppressed than to spare plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. In other words, you need to keep a wise heart, whether you're in the desert or whether you're on the beach. You need to be discerning at all times, because gracious words will promote instruction. Whether you cannot be too proud whenever you're on the beach, and you also need to keep your head up whenever you're in the desert. You need to say, okay, I will do whatever God says to do. Prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishments to fools. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Whether you're in the desert or in the beach, keep your words sweet. Keep them maintained. Because you never know who might need the healing words. If you win something, thank the others and congratulate them for doing the words. So bless those who bless you. Keep your words prudent. Lord, thank you for everything you've done. Lord, help us to keep our lips sealed to you. Help us to heal others and bless those who need to be blessed. If you want to be in a wonderful pageant, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Thank you.